the G20 are talk shops, and it's good for those who have authority and who have sort of determined the fate of their countries, whether it's the United States or Britain or Russia or India or whatnot. African leadership across the continent, in my opinion, have no reason to be there. They have nothing to show to the world. And the question becomes, unless the continent internally gets sorted out, and therefore these AU, the regional blocs, mean something materially substantive for their people, they will just be showing in China, or they'll be showing in France, or they'll be showing in the United States, and it absolutely adds no value to the collective well-being of the people of Africa. That's my concern with people who are showing up in these sort of powerful meetings without having any leverage themselves.
Many people across the continent are excited that at last South Africa is going to be hosting the next G20 summit in 2025. What do you think about that?
It's an honorable thing to host other people to come to your country. But in the world of competition, and in the world of employment, and in the world of well-being, and in the world of education, and in the world of technology, you have to have something to put on the table that others will take note of. What do we have to put on the table as Africans in these forums? Oftentimes, we are there to beg, and to beg in sort of a not dignified manners. And so what leaders in Africa should be doing at home first, before they can aspire to be in these places, in my opinion. What does it add to the employment factor in South Africa or in Namibia or in Zimbabwe or Botswana or any of that region? So the question is, what I have learned as a member of the Pan-African Parliament is that we talk a lot and we do very little work. And our people are hoodwinked into thinking that our leaders are going to sort of bring the bacon home, so to speak. So I think it's actually more of a shame rather than anything else to host these meetings when you have actually nothing to put on the table.